Describe his reaction when he heard of a strong rumour about who his country's next ambassador to Ireland is going to be. There's a rumour, and it is only a rumour at this stage, that Trevor Mallard, former Speaker of the New Zealand House of Representatives, is heading here in a diplomatic role early next year. But the reason that the politician was flabbergasted is tied to what he described as Mallard's long political rap sheet, which we're going to find out a bit more about now. Luke Malpass is political editor with Stuff News website in New Zealand. Luke, good to talk to you today. When you read the headlines about this man, Trevor Mallard, he's described often as controversial. Tell us why he has earned that description.
Kia ora, good evening from Wellington. Well, look, Trevor Mallard is a political pugilist, is probably the way I would put it. He is a down-to-the-bootstraps Labour Party warrior who has a bit of a temper. And over the years, I think he's been in a punch-up outside of Parliament's chambers. He is in the past, he's basically been the Labour Party's attack dog, and a lot of current people in the parliament, particularly the right and centre-right parties, think that basically he's an inappropriate person as speaker, let alone as a New Zealand diplomat.
So he's a fighter, you know, and he'll fight his corner and defend his corner. But it's more than that, isn't it? I mean, he's been involved in some pretty serious controversies in recent times.
Yeah. So there have been a number over the years. The two most recent ones were. New Zealand had a big review into some bullying in Parliament, and out of that came a complaint which Mallard described as rape, and he ended up having to I think it was $350,000 the taxpayer had to pay to settle that. Very recently we had vaccine mandates here. There was a big protest on the front lawn of Parliament that turned into an occupation that turned into a riot. Early on in that occupation, just a few hours before there was due to be a massive storm come over, Mallard, who's the Speaker of the House and so had control over the Parliament grounds, decided to turn on the sprinklers and turn on a bunch of loud music, almost like, Waco style, to kind of keep all the protesters awake and on edge. And I think his management of the protest in particular has drawn a lot of ire, actually, right across the political spectrum.
I remember we heard about that at the time. It was made international news headlines. So you're saying that was his decision?
Yes, that's right.
Back in 2002, then, he had some conflict with two international rugby board officials.
Yes, I know less about that one, but I think it was 2002 from memory. It was an argument over. So New Zealand basically lost. I think it was in 2002. New Zealand lost the Rugby World Cup to Australia. It was something over naming rights at stadiums, and I believe some sort of term like it a bottle somewhere from memory.
So in terms of how he is perceived as a politician, he's a person who has served, he's the longest serving MP, he's had ministerial roles in Labour government. So he has political pedigree, but only 17% of New Zealanders approved of him as Speaker in a recent poll. What's the opinion of him there?
Well, I mean, pretty much on the right of politics, he is held as being a person. They just don't have confidence in him. He's also, 70% of the country, only 70% of the country approving of whether he's Speaker or not. I really don't think that matters. I mean, 17% of the country probably barely knows who the Speaker is. He is I think he's a person of two halves. He has... he has immense political abilities. He can be a very, very vociferous and quite persuasive and charming in pursuit of his goals. But at the same time, you can sort of be an irascible old bugger. And I think a thing that sums him up quite nicely is that at the front of New Zealand Parliament, there's now a playground, which he put in. Trevor's big pro, he's got grandchildren and he's pro dogs. He likes having dogs in the Parliament. And I think there's about probably almost €400,000 spent on this playground, which a lot of his critics really kind of bag him. And he's this attack dog, but yet he wanted to put a playground, a tasteful playground on the front of, you know, in front of the People's House in New Zealand. So it kind of sums up, the paradox within the man.
So what have you heard then about him coming here?
Probably the same as you have, just rumours. I don't know really how much weight to put on them, but I'm pretty sure he'll be given a diplomatic posting. I mean, after the riots, Jacinda Ardern's government, it's helpful to put him out to retirement somewhere.
Yeah, and the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, she's not confirmed he's coming to Ireland, but she has suggested that there might be a move on the way for him to Europe.
Yes, that's right.
And tell me about the politician who said that he's flabbergasted at the idea that that Trevor Mallard could be an ambassador. This is David Seymour.
Yeah, so we have a proportional political system here. David Seymour is the leader of the ACT Party, which is the most right-wing party, the most sort of right-wing free market party in the parliament. Him and Mallard have clashed on many, many occasions, and
you're not surprised that he would be flabbergasted.
No, they hate each other's guts.
Okay,
probably the best way.
So you think if he arrived on our shores, that at least we might be entertained?
Yeah, I reckon he'd be all right. Hey, I mean, it's very easy to sort of say this person to be no good or that person to be no good. I mean, if you think about New Zealand's long-term interest, Trevor Mallard's been a very long-term free trade guy. You know, he can be quite funny, but he also has his other side of him, which he has a temper, and if he's backed in a corner, he really reacts. So you never know; it might make for great coffee.
Could be an interesting appointment, Luke. Thanks very much for telling us about it, David Seymour, that politician who said he was flabbergasted at the very idea that Trevor Mallard might be sent out as an ambassador for New Zealand. Says the best theory I can come up with is that she, Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister, wanted to send him somewhere, and at least the Irish have a sense of humour. So there you go. Great news in from Munich, by the way. In the last few minutes, Ireland's women have qualified for the 4x400 metres relay final. They finished second behind the Netherlands, and they've broken the national record while doing so at the European Athletics Championships in Munich this morning. So that's the third Irish national record that has fallen this week. Congratulations to our women's relay team. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.